Stories of Great Christians. From the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, we are bringing you Chapter 1 in the story of David Livingston, Explorer and Missionary. David Livingston. He came from England's poor, but was buried among England's kings. His cradle sat in a Scottish weaver's hut, but his grave lies in Westminster Abbey. He opened Africa to the gospel and gave the world a new Africa. The great explorer, the famous missionary, this is the story of David Livingston.
Curious. I never knew anyone who wanted to know so much. Used to drive his mother nearly mad with his questions and the adventures he used to have. Did I ever tell you about the time that he was up in the street?
David, time for bed.
So soon?
Soon. You should have been in bed an hour ago. I declare you'd sit here all night listening to your father tell about Grandfather Livingston. Now, off to bed with you.
Ah, Mama.
David, do as you're told.
Yes, sir. Good night, Dad. Good night, Mother.
Good night,
good
son.
Good night, son.
You know, Neil, sometimes I think David prefers the world of stories to the real world.
Perhaps. Perhaps, but who can blame him? Working in that factory from 6 a.m. till 8 p.m, he's only a boy.
Aye, but we need the money here, Odin's Neil.
I know, Kate. I know a weaver's life is a hard one, but look at my father and his father, trying to make a living on that bleak farm, growing nothing but rocks. We're better off here in Blantyre, Kate.
I know, Neil, and I'll not be complaining. It's a happy life we have with you and David and my work. I want nothing more.
You're a fine woman, Kate, a fine woman.
Go on with you now. It's your bedtime, too.
Oh, my bedtime, is it? And what about yourself?
I'm coming, Neil. I'm coming. David, David, you'll be late. It's nearly 5 o'clock.
Sorry, Mum. I guess I overslept.
Don't gulp your milk so. Here's your lunch, son.
Thanks, Mum. Better go.
David, David, I wish you didn't have to work in the factory.
It's all right, Mum. I like it, because I'm helping you.
It is a big help, David. I'll not be denying that. But a boy like you needs to be going to school.
I am going to school, Mum. And I like working at the factory. Oh, got to go now.
Bye, David. Some schooling. Studying on his own every night after work. Well, the boy's got ambition.
Evening, Mum. Isn't it a glorious night?
A glorious night, David. It's cold and bleak and rainy, and you must be dead tired. Why, it's a glorious night, all right.
No, I'm serious, Mum. I got my first paycheck today. And I bought something.
You bought something? But, David, you don't...
It's a book, Mum. My own book. Rudiments of Latin.
Latin? Ah, David. Oh, I'm so proud of you, lad. Your dad will be so pleased. David, you should have been asleep hours ago. Father, he comes around early enough without you spending half the night reading.
Mum, do you know that no white man has ever seen the interior of Africa? No one really knows what's there. This book says
David,
that...
not tonight, son. Get some sleep.
Yes, Mum. Oh, sorry. Good night.
Good night, son. That boy... be dead tired when he comes home tomorrow night. But try to tell him that no.
We wait till you hear the discovery I made today. I was working
evening,
with the...
Evening,
son. Oh, evening, Dad, Mother. Anyway, at work today, I put my books on the spinning jenny, and I found I could read sentence after sentence as I passed at my work. It's slow, but I can do it. I can actually study when I work.
Oh, next thing you know, he'll be figuring out how he can read in his sleep.
It hurts me, son, that I can't just give you an education.
It's all right, Dad. Some of the greatest men in history have educated themselves. And if I'm going to be a missionary,
I've got a missionary?
Well, I've been meaning to tell you for some time. Didn't exactly plan to let it slip out like that, but I felt for a long time that God would have me go somewhere. Maybe China as his missionary. And when I think of all the people there who have never once heard of Jesus' love for them, well, I just have to go, that's all.
Oh, a Livingstone is a missionary. This is a proud night, son. A proud night.
Think that God has chosen my son to be a missionary. I hardly know what to say. Oh, but missionaries must have schooling. How will you?
God will provide a way, Mum.
Yes, I know, but...
I've been thinking. In a few years, I'll advance to a cotton spinner. That's a better-paying job, so I should be able to support myself and afford night classes at Glasgow. I want to study medicine, and of course, I'll need some courses in Greek and religion.
Well, sounds like you've got some active years ahead of you, son, and some mighty ambitious plans. But if it's the Lord's will, he'll see you through.
Yes, Dad, I know.
It's a good dream you've got, son, and who knows, it might just come true.
Aye, it might have thought.
Congratulations, David. A cotton spirit last. Well, you deserve it.
David Livingstone, I don't care if you are studying anatomy. I will not have that dead cat on my dining table.
Here, see how you think this sounds, Mum. To the London Missionary Society. Dear Sir, in a few weeks, I will complete my studies at the university. And at this time...
Kate! Kate! A letter from David about his acceptance by the London Missionary Society. Kate, come quick!
Acceptance already? Why, he only just graduated last week. Are you sure he said acceptance? Read it to me.
Dear Mother and Dad, today I received word from the Society that they have accepted my application.
Yes, I... Well, that is, I am here to see Dr. Moffat. My name is David Livingstone, and I'm supposed to
yes,
see...
Yes, Mr. Livingstone, Dr. Moffat is expecting you right this way. Oh, he's in the back in the library.
Well, David, come in. Come in. Good to see you, son.
Dr. Moffat, I presume.
Robert, just Robert. None of this doctor bit between fellow missionaries.
Yes, sir, Dr. Moffat. I mean, Robert.
Sit down, David.
Thank you.
Now, I understand you've been accepted by the Society.
Yes, sir. As a missionary, I want... I mean, God wants me to be a missionary.
Yes, I think we've established that fact. Any idea where?
But I thought maybe China.
I'm afraid China's out for the moment because of the opium wars.
Oh, I see.
Not that it won't be a possibility later on. Mm-hmm. But for now, ever thought about Africa?
Well, I've read some about Africa. And I know that most of the continent has never heard of Christ.
David, I've gone farther afield than any other missionary in Africa. Seen more of the continent than any of them. Yet I could easily name every village that has heard the gospel, because there aren't that many of them. I've sat around the campfire on the edge of unexplored land and seen the fires and heard the drums of thousands of villages. And I have to decide which one shall I visit. Which one, David, when there are thousands? Africa is waiting, David, waiting. And while the whole continent waits, I visit one village. Maybe James Murray visits one more. Now, listen to me. Think it over, David. I'd like to see you come to Africa. But that is something you must decide with the help of God, and God alone. Well, enough of this. You've got studies and many things to think about.
All right, sir.
See you later.
David, the minister got sick. No. He just went home. You'll have to preach.
What? Me? Preach? But I don't
have... You don't have any choice. It's part of the arrangement. No. One of the prices you pay for being in divinity school.
But I know that well enough, but well, what will I say? I have to preach about something.
Do that sermon you prepared for class the other day. You still remember it, don't you?
Well, yes, but I haven't looked at it.
Get up there.
Well, no.
That's it. Gone! Oh, David, say something. Anything.
Friends, I have forgotten what I was going to say. Thank you.
Oh, no. He's leaving. I don't believe it.
Gentlemen, please, if you'll just come to order. We've all heard the report of Chipping Ongar Divinity School regarding Mr. Livingston. Now, what is the society's pleasure?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
Mr. Chairman, it is unfortunate that Mr. Livingston rather failed at his first sermon attempt, but that actually has nothing to do with his very sincere desire to go as a missionary to Africa with our society. After all, sir, we've all had our moments of embarrassment in the pulpit. I think it would be a very grave mistake if we...
Daniel, what do you think the society will decide about me?
Come on, David. They'd never keep you from going to Africa because of one sermon.
Then why did they call a board meeting today and say they'd be talking to me later?
Well, they're probably deciding on where to send you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which village. Of course, that's it. They're... probably deciding on which village would be better.
Then it is agreed. Young Livingston will be permitted to proceed to Africa as planned.
With the society's blessing?
With the society's blessing.
You won't be sorry. You'll see.
Yes, well, time will tell.
David, this is it. There's your ship.
Yes, Dad.
Just think, in a few minutes you'll board that ship and take off for Africa. Oh, I'm mighty proud of you, son. Mighty proud.
Africa is waiting, David. Waiting. Think it over. We need you in Africa. But that is something you must decide with the help of God and God alone.
And so we conclude chapter one of the story of David Livingston, explorer and missionary. This is another in the series, Stories of Great Christians, produced by the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. Stories of Great Christians. From the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, We are bringing you Chapter 2 in the story of David Livingstone, explorer and missionary. Leaving his home and family behind in Scotland, David Livingstone boarded a ship bound for Cape Town, South Africa. From Cape Town, the boat went to Algoa Bay, where David would depart to begin his work as a missionary doctor. At last, he was in Africa.
Come along now, hurry up.
Una quenda wapi?
Unload those bales over there. That's right. Now get that crate and put it in the cart. Come on, let's move it.
Halambe! Halambe!
Believe it, I'm finally in Africa.
And on the gunny, Buona, Twenda, Twenda.
Stand back, let the passengers through.
Buona, special price, just for you.
Buona Livingstone?
I'm he.
Buona Livingstone, I am very happy to meet you. Welcome to my country. My name is Samueli. Buona Moffat sent me to meet you.
Ah.
You are to go with me to Kuruman.
Samueli. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you, and I certainly appreciate your kindness.
Now we should go. You will need to get supplies before we leave for Kuruman. What do you think of Algoa Bay, Buona Livingstone?
Oh, it's lovely, Samueli.
There is the store where you can get supplies.
Country is very beautiful, Samueli.
I think so, Buona.
But I've been wondering, the trip to Kuruman takes several days. Where will we stay at night?
In the forest, the jungle, wherever we want.
You do mean in a tent?
Oh, no, Buona. We just put our blankets on the ground, anywhere we want. We build nice fire, shoot antelope to eat. Yes, Kuruman. You are home, Buona Livingstone.
David Livingstone, welcome.
Dr. Moffat.
Welcome to Kuruman. Jumbo, Samueli, thank you for bringing the doctor.
Thank you.
Jumbo, son of Buona Moffat.
Well, come on, David. You've been on that ridiculous cart for days. Don't tell me you don't want to get off.
No, it's not that. It's just... Well, I can't believe it. I'm in Kuruman.
Careful. We're glad of it. But come, my wife and daughter can hardly wait to meet you. They want to know everything that's happening in England. It isn't often we get visitors from home, you know.
Right.
Well, here we are, David.
This is your home?
Yes. You surprised?
Well, yes, I expected it.
A mud hut with a grass roof.
Yes, I guess that's about it.
Living in Africa can be tough, David, but it isn't always as bad as most Englishmen think.
David, welcome to Kuruman.
David Livingstone, my wife, Elaine, and daughter Mary.
I'm very glad to meet you, Dr. Livingstone.
Mrs. Moffat, Mary.
Welcome, Dr. Livingstone. We know you're tired, David, so we'll just have a quick supper and then you can get to bed. Plenty of time to talk in the morning.
Morning, David. How'd you sleep your first night in Kuruman?
Oh, like a baby. I feel quite rested now and ready to get to work.
Well, it may be a while before the society tells you which village you'll be going to. But in the meantime, you can explore the area here, get to know the language, some of the customs.
Mm-hmm. Fine. Well, when do I begin?
Tomorrow, if you like. Samueli can take you to visit Bukoba. He's the chief of the Bakawains.
Uh-huh.
And a Christian. Might as well start you off with the gentle ones.
There is the village, Buona. And Bukoba comes to meet us.
That's Bukoba? He's the gentle one Robert was speaking of?
Buona Livingstone, you should not be afraid of Bukoba.
Samueli, Buona Livingstone. Buona Moffat told me you would come. Welcome to my village. Perhaps you can help us. My people starve. The witch doctor brings us no water. You can help?
Well, I'll certainly try. Tell me, is there a stream of water near your village?
Over there. But it's too far.
Perhaps I can help. Tell your men to sharpen some sticks. Samueli, you help him. We'll build an irrigation ditch. All right. A little deeper there. There. That's about right. No, maybe to the north a bit more. Good job, Samuel. Maybe we'll have this thing finished in no time.
You did it, Bwana Livingstone. You brought water into the village.
We did it, Samueli.
Thank you, Bwana Livingstone. You have shown that you are our brother. So you are always welcome in our village.
Even if I were to come to preach, Bukoba, to tell you about my God.
You come. We will listen.
And so it was that David Livingstone began his African ministry.
God loved the world so much that he gave his only son so that anyone who believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Mama, your baby is hungry. He needs more than milk. He should have meat, fruit. What is it you're so afraid of, Samueli?
She says that the gods have cursed her. She must die soon.
No, tell her she must not die, Samueli. God is a God of love, and he does not wish her to die.
It came today from the Missionary Society.
My assignment.
Oh, what does it say, David? What does it say?
They're sending me to the Valley of Mabotsa.
Mabotsa? But that's in Bakatala. It's so far away.
At last, to start my own work. They say James Murray is in a neighboring village, and he'll come to make the journey with me.
We'll miss you, David.
And I'll miss you, too. Especially you, Mary. But this is my work. This is what I came for.
David, this is James Murray, your co-worker.
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Murray?
Just got in from Mabotsa. He's so eager to get your help, he decided to escort you to Mabotsa himself.
Good to meet you, Livingstone. I've got all the gear ready. Just need your stuff and we'll get going. A long trip, but with God's help, it won't be too bad. This is it, Livingstone. Mabotsa. Not much of a reception, is it? Doesn't seem to be a soul around. Oh, wait. Here comes the chief himself to welcome us.
Bwana Murray, we have much trouble. Lions. They kill our cattle, even in daylight. We hunt them tomorrow. You and your friend will come with us?
What a way to start your work, David. What do you say?
Well, I had planned a nice little sermon, but after all, we're here to serve, and we are in Africa.
You'll be more certain of that tomorrow. Meanwhile, we'd better get some rest. Lion hunts have a way of starting early. Hurry, David. They've spotted the lions about a quarter of a mile from the village.
Oh.
The boys are waiting for us. Now, here's a gun. Now, don't forget your hat. And stay with me now. All right, Sukumi, we're ready.
There are the lions. Three of them. Oh, he missed.
The lions are turning on him. Fire, David! Fire! David! David, look out! The lion!
Where am I?
You're back in the tent. That was a close one. How do you feel?
It's my arm. Like it's on fire.
It is badly mangled. But it could have been worse. At least Sokomi killed him before he killed you. We've done all we can for you. You'll have to go back to the Moffats, to Kuruman.
But
you can get a doctor there.
Back to Kuruman? But I just got here.
You need a doctor bad, David. You've got to go back.
Oh, no.
We're making the arrangements now.
Elaine! Mary, they're here! David, the runner said you were coming, but we had nearly given up. Bring him in the house, men. Mary, tell the doctor he's here. It was a close call, David. Your arm may never be the same.
But I live to tell the story and to see you again. At the time, I didn't think I'd survive the trip.
But you did. After the doctor sees you, try to sleep. Later, Mary wants to see you, if it's all right.
That's fine.
David?
Hmm?
David, may I come in?
Oh, come on in, Mary.
David.
Oh, is it that bad, Mary?
No. No, David, not really. I mean, you could look worse. It's just that...
I know what you mean. Mary, look, let me put it simply. I remember when I said I never wanted to marry because of being a missionary?
Yes.
Well, a lot has happened since then. I was wrong. I do want to marry. I want to marry you.
Oh.
That is, if you'll have me.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yes, David. Well, it's not a cake like you'd have back in England, but I fancy it will do. It's beautiful, Mother.
David, Mary, come see what Samueli has brought you for your wedding feast.
Buona Livingstone, you are a poor man. You have no cows. I have many. So you shall take one of mine back to Mabotsa with you and have a proper feast.
How do I look? Like the most beautiful bride in the world.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered together today to join in holy matrimony.
God bless you.
Oh, congratulations, darling. Oh, Mary, we'll miss you so.
I'll miss you too, Mama. But I'm in good hands.
Yes, yes, you are. David, welcome to the family.
Thank you, Mama.
Well, we hate to see you go, but we know you're anxious to get started. Be sure to take good care of that arm, David.
I'll take good care of him, Papa.
I know you will, dear. Well, you better get going. It's a long trip.
Goodbye, Papa. Mama.
Goodbye, darling. And God bless.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And so we conclude Chapter 2 of the story of David Livingstone, explorer and missionary. This is another in the series, Stories of Great Christians, produced by the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. Stories of Great Christians. From the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, we are bringing you Chapter 3 in the story of David Livingstone, explorer and missionary. On a hunt outside the village of Mabotsa, David Livingstone was attacked and wounded by a lion. He returned to the village of Kuruman to recuperate. While there, he proposed to and married Mary Moffat. They returned to Mabotsa to begin a ministry together. David, this is Sekeli, the chief of the village. He's interested in Mary's nursery school.
I'm pleased to meet you, Sekeli. The children are singing now. Perhaps you would like to join them.
Yes, I would like that. Mrs. Livingstone, I like what you are doing with the children of my village.
Why, thank you, Sekeli. We would like to teach the adults as well as the children, but they do not seem to want our God.
I can make them.
Make them what?
Make them believe in your God. I will tell them, and they will accept him.
But how do you make them do things they don't want to do?
It is very simple. I will beat them. I can make them do anything by beating them. If you like, I will call my elders, and we will soon make all our people believe.
I don't really think we should do that, Sekeli.
We do want your people to believe in our God, but we also want them to make the decision on their own.
On their own, they will not come. I will get my whip.
No. No whip, Sekeli. None. Understand?
I understand. And I will still help you in your school, but my people will not come. I will be back tomorrow.
Well, he's certainly the optimistic soul, isn't he?
He may be right, Mary. But we'll pray that he's wrong.
David, I can't believe it. Half the adults in the village came to the children's Sunday school.
Right. You go up and lead their songs for them. I'm going to go find out what this is all about. Sekeli! Sekeli!
Yes.
Did you beat your people to get them here this morning?
No, Bwana Livingstone. They came because their children brought them. No whips.
What do you know? Today, I would like to tell you a story of a very wealthy man. He had many cattle, many goats, and two fine sons. And one day, the younger son came to the father and asked for his share of the inheritance. Mary, we have to face it. There simply isn't enough water here. We're going to have to move farther north.
But, David, our work is just beginning here. The adults have finally started coming to worship services.
I know all that, Mary, and I hate to leave that work. But I've been thinking, maybe the villagers would move with us. After all, they need water, too. Mary! Mary, I won't believe it.
What is it?
I've just come from the meeting with the tribal elders, and they've decided to move north with us. Well, Sekeli even suggested a place about 40 miles north on the Kolabing River.
David, that's wonderful.
Sekeli, I can't believe your people decided to move with us. How did you manage to convince them?
Mary.
Mary. Don't ask. Just be glad they decided to come.
He didn't beat them, did he?
I don't think so, Mary, but I'm not sure. At any rate,
they're here.
On a Livingstone, the Kolobeng River. This is where we stop.
Looks like we got our huts built just in time. The rainy season's about to begin. The rains are bad, with that leaky roof and mud floors. But the humidity is worse yet.
I've never seen anything like it. It makes our work nearly impossible.
Not to mention the Boers. We try to Christianize the Africans. The Boers oppress them. And as a result, the Africans don't want Christianity. It's quite something, isn't it?
Yes, but we'll make out somehow. At least Sekele's people are becoming more and more interested in Christianity.
At last, the rains let up. You know, David, without the rains and humidity, this is really a nice place. With the river breezes and the clean air, it'd be a good place to raise children. Don't you think so?
A boy. Bonner Livingston, your firstborn, is a boy.
Another boy. Bwana Livingston, you are twice blessed.
Well, I said this would be a good place to raise children, but I never thought we'd have three of them so soon.
Don't count on staying here until the children are grown, Mary. In fact, we may be leaving soon.
Leaving? But David...
Sekele has told me about a new nation across the Kalahari.
The Kalahari?
Yes, a friend of Sekele's, Sebutwani's his name, is gathering scattered tribes into a nation, and he wants his people to hear the Christian message. Sekele's tribe will go with us. I'll not pretend it's going to be easy. It's a dangerous trip across land no white man has ever seen. But, Mary, there is supposed to be a large lake never seen by whites. All sorts of strange legends about it, and about a place called the Sounding Smoke. Well, what do you think?
Well, David, I don't know. To leave our village behind, drag our babies across the Kalahari Desert, I just don't know.
I know, it sounds terrifying, especially with the children, but I really believe it's what God would have us do. And if it's any consolation, Jim Murray has agreed to come with us.
Whatever you decide, David. The children and I will make it somehow.
Our Heavenly Father, we are attempting this move because we believe it's what you would have us do. So we commit this journey and ourselves unto you. Amen.
Felt such heat before. It's the middle of the night.
Yeah, we'd never make it during the day. The cattle couldn't stand it. And I doubt if we could either.
Bwana Livingston, my cattle cannot live on this grass. It's so dry, it crumbles in my hands.
Water! The Zuga River! Water!
Mary! Mary, we found water! The Zuga River! The local people say this country is full of rivers. Oh, Mary, our prayers have been answered. Lake Ngami. Jim, we're the first white men to ever see it. And this disproves the mapmakers' theories. The heart of Africa isn't a sandy plateau. It's a land of water and prosperity.
How big you figure it is?
Too big.
What?
Well, I've checked with all the elders. Sabutwane lives 200 miles beyond the lake. And who knows how large it is. No, the season is too far gone now. The elders say we should turn back. Back to Mabutsa. We'll try it again next season.
Well, I guess they know best. It's their country.
And back to Mabotsa. Well, here we go again. God help us. We're going to have to stop for a few days, David. Most of the guides have malaria. I have medicine, but they've got to rest.
Yes, all right.
Set up camp!
While we're here, we might as well have services.
We need some medicine here, David, and more water.
Here you go. Hey, Mary, stop and listen just a minute. Ah, these people have come a long way. We've dragged them across this desert twice, and halfway a third time. It's blistering hot, there's not enough food or water, and the fever's running rampant. Yet they're still singing.
Makes it all worthwhile, doesn't it?
David! David, come quick!
What's wrong?
The children. They're sick. The fever.
Oh, no. I never should have brought them. I think the worst is over now, Mary. They were healthy little babes, so it could have been worse. But they can't go on. I'm sorry, Mary, but it's too much for them. We're turning back to Colabang. Well, back home again. Maybe we'll make it next season, eh?
It may be longer than that, David.
Well, shouldn't be. After the rains, we'll start out again.
David, I think we should wait until the new baby comes.
A new baby?
Number 4's on the way.
Well, for that, we can wait. It's good to be back in Colabang for a while, Jim. The children join the day school again, and, well, we all need the rest.
Bona Livingston! Bona Livingston, a girl this time! It is a girl!
A girl! I've got a little girl!
Congratulations, Papa. Just what the family needs.
isn't she beautiful?
And so tiny. Buona Livingston, you should not be holding such a tiny baby.
Oh, my first girl. And you're not going to let me hold her. Oh, Mary. Mary, look at her. She knows me. This is the prettiest one yet.
And so we conclude Chapter 3 of the story of David Livingstone, explorer and missionary. This is another in the series, Stories of Great Christians, produced by the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. Stories of Great Christians. From the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, we are bringing you Chapter 4 in the story of David Livingstone, explorer and missionary.
After attempting several trips across the Kalahari Desert, all of which were unsuccessful, we returned to Colabang. We planned to try the move again the next season, but waited in Colabang until our fourth child was born. Ah, this one was a little girl with soft blue eyes. Even old Sakeli seemed to love her. and he hadn't noticed the other children. She was the delight of the entire village. But before we could begin our journey again, our baby got the fever and died. Oh, we prayed for understanding, but it's difficult to understand the death of an innocent baby. And what do you say when the other children ask, "Daddy, why did God take our baby?" How could I answer them when I didn't know?
David, I want to go home. Even if just for a little while. Couldn't we go back to Kuruman? Oh, David, I'm so tired. I'm so empty. Take me home.
All right, Mary. We'll go back to Kuruman.
Hey, boys. You want to go visit Grandma and Grandpa?
Grandma and Grandpa? Oh,
right. You do.
Oh, yeah.
And back to Kuruman?
That's right.
Can we go now?
I want to take my snake. Yeah.
Will Grandma remember us?
Well, it'll be good for us all, Mary. We can start packing right away.
My, it's been good to have you all home again.
It's been a happy year for us, too, Mama.
Too bad you have to spoil it by leaving.
What I said was only for their sakes, David.
I know and I appreciate it, but Mary wants to come with me. We couldn't leave the children behind.
Ah, but it's dangerous, David, too dangerous. Aye. Even here in Kuruman, there's risks, the fever, disease. And this is the most civilized part of Africa. You're wanting to take them into country that no white man has ever seen.
But I'm taking them for one reason, Robert. To find a new home. A healthier place where we can settle and I can continue my work. We belong together. We're a family.
I don't know if I can face that desert again. God help us.
There's the Zuga River, Daddy. I recognize it.
That's the Chobe River ahead, Mary. Look, that man is coming this way. Why, I believe it's Sebutwani.
Livingstone, we have waited long to meet.
I'm deeply honored that you've come down to meet us, Sebutwani.
I wanted to be certain you made it this time. My people are anxious to meet you and to hear of your God. You will speak to us tonight?
Of course.
But now, come and eat. All I have belongs to you and your family.
I like living here with Sebutwani, don't you, Daddy?
Yes, son, I do very much.
And you like working here, too, don't you?
Oh, yes, Oswald, I do.
Wouldn't it be lovely if we could stay here for always?
I can't think of anything I'd like better. But that's in the hands of the Lord.
Wana Livingstone, I am glad that you came to my people. Because you told me about your God and how he loves me. So now I am not afraid to die. God bless you, Bwana Livingstone.
David, is it absolutely necessary? I mean, do we have to move again? Maybe the new chief will want us to stay.
It'd be flattering to think so, Mary, but that's not the case. Besides, every time we move, we discover a new country.
David Livingstone, I think there's as much explorer in you as there is missionary.
Well, for me, they're the same thing. I'm an explorer for God, taking his word into places that have never heard of him at all. I guess that's my calling, Mary. I can't say that I'm sorry. I love it.
Just think, David. We're the first white people to ever see this river. How wide would you say it is?
Oh, 500 or 600 yards. And this is the end of the dry season. Just think what it's like after the rains.
What's its name, Daddy?
Don't know, son. We're the first people to see it. No one else even suspects that it's there.
But how can they not know it's here, Daddy, when it's so big?
Well, I'm sure Africans have seen it before, son, but
No one has ever recorded it. No, on a map or a chart.
Will you do that, Daddy? And so everybody will know it's here?
But I just may do that, son. I just wish I'd had some training and scientific measurement.
Are we going to stay here? It's a good sport.
I don't think so, son. It's not a healthy area for you and your mother.
Then when are we going to find a place that is?
I wish I knew, Oswald. I wish I knew. But let's not worry about it tonight. You fellas need to get to sleep.
Good night, Daddy.
Night, Daddy, Mama.
Good night, boys.
Good night, boys.
David, you're going to have to answer their questions sometime. They need to know where their next home will be.
I know, Mary. I've been thinking about it a lot lately, but I'm afraid you won't like my answer.
David, it doesn't matter where we go, just as long as we're together.
Mary, you know that my work is here in Africa.
David, of course I know that.
But Mary, this is no place for you and the boys.
Nonsense. Our place is with you, wherever that may be.
Mary, you're only making it more difficult for me.
Making what difficult?
Sending you and the boys back to England.
David, surely you're not serious.
No, it's the only way. This is no place for a family. When we find a spot that's free from the fever, it's not safe from hostile tribes. We've already lost one baby. I can't take that chance with the rest of you.
Surely it hasn't come to this, David. I don't think I can stand it.
No, with God's help, we all can stand it.
Thank you. Thank you for the new clothes, Jim.
Yes, Mary, we appreciate that. Thanks for everything.
Oh, it's all right. I'm glad to do it.
Oh, David. David, I want to stay. I want to be with you.
Please, Mary. You know this is best. And I'll see you again before long. And meanwhile, God will watch over us all. Go, please, now. The ship's nearly ready to leave. Thanks for coming, Jim. It's not going to be easy without Mary and the boys.
Yes, I know. That's why I've got a surprise for you.
Surprise?
He's waiting for us now in town.
He? Who?
Sir Thomas McClear.
The Royal Astronomer. He's in Cape Town.
Not only is he in Cape Town, he's also willing to have you travel with him for a couple of months.
Oh, is he really?
No, really. He's willing to teach you the techniques of scientific observation, so you can locate your geographical position wherever you are. If you're interested, that is.
Interested? You know I am.
Well then, let's go meet the gentleman.
So you're off at last, eh, David?
It's day after tomorrow, Sir Thomas. Mm-hmm. It's been great exploring with you, but I'm anxious to get going.
As are most young men like you. Only not all of them know where they're going as precisely as you do. Mm. I admire you, David. I believe in the work you're doing. I only wish they were more like you.
Thank you very much, Sir Thomas.
Well, I know you're anxious to get going, so I'll not keep you. But there's something I'd like to ask you.
Pardon?
You'll be traveling through country that belongs to the boys, won't you?
I could hardly avoid it. They've taken over so much of the country.
And how do you feel about their slave trade, David?
I'm strongly convinced that it's wrong.
Good. Then maybe you'll be one of the few who does something about it.
Why, you David Livingston?
I am.
Well, I'm George Fleming. They tell me you're wanting to head for the interior.
Yes, that's right.
My trading caravan will be taking off pretty soon. You'd be welcome to accompany us. We're heading north toward Makalalo. Should take us about 6 months.
Well, I'd love to join you. Much thanks. I think one of my friend's sons is chief there now. Would it be great to get back there again?
Oh, then it's all set.
Buona, Livingstone. We have waited long for your arrival. I am Sekuletu, son of Sebatuane.
Sekuletu, I'm very pleased to meet you. Your father and I were dear, dear friends. This is George Fleming, my traveling companion.
A place to meet you, Sekuletu.
Welcome to my village. Buona, Livingstone, my father often spoke of your God. Perhaps you will tell us of him.
Any time, Sigilatu. Any time.
Come, you must be hungry, and we have prepared a feast in your honor. So, Bwana, you would like to go to the west coast?
Those are my plans, Sekulatu. But I'll need a guide and men to go with me. Do you think any of your men might like to accompany me?
Oh, we will all help you all we can, Bwana Livingstone. We will go with you and give you tusks to use for money.
Oh, nothing could please me more, Sekulatu. It's going to be pleasant having a son of my old friend with me for a while.
I will do all I can to help you, Bwana. I believe in you, Bwana Livingstone, and in your God.
Sekulatu, I think we should return to your village. In all our travels, I haven't yet found the place where I could settle to begin work.
All right. We will return, Bwana. Perhaps we're wrong in looking for a place to settle. Perhaps we should instead think about what we can do to stop the slave trade.
I have been praying about that. I think you're right. As soon as I can get the necessary equipment, I'm going to set out for La Iba and the falls. Perhaps this trade can be stopped, as Sir Thomas suggested.
I will come with you, Bwana Livingstone. You need me to look after you.
No, not this time, Sekulatu. Your place is here with your people.
But it is not good for you to be without a friend.
No, I'll be with a caravan, and God will go with me, so I'll have nothing to fear.
Oh, well, I will stay then. Good. But I will wait and watch for you. If your God is with you, you will come back to us someday.
All right, now put that tent in the middle of the canoe. No. The food box goes in the back, that's right. Yeah, but I guess that just about does it.
Bwana Livingstone, I look forward to the day when you will return to us. You have little equipment, but your God is big. So you will be all right.
Thank you, Sekulatu. My God will indeed look after me. I'm sure of that.
Your faith in him is great. That is enough. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Sekulatu. And God be with you.
And so we conclude Chapter 4 of the story of David Livingstone, explorer and missionary. This is another in the series, Stories of Great Christians, produced by the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. Of Great Christians. From the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, we are bringing you Chapter 5 in the story of David Livingstone, explorer and missionary. After sending his family back to England, David Livingstone began preparing for his greatest adventure, as he called it. He was to try that trip through the heart of Africa to Luanda on the west coast, a trip never tried before by a white man.
Hippo on the right. Head for midstream. little farther out. There. That's far enough.
Trouble, Mashwana.
Just another angry old hippo. We missed him.
Good for you. Wouldn't want to tangle with him in this little boat.
No, Bwana Livingston. Over there.
What's that?
The Liba River. Up there. The Zambezi runs into it.
All right. Tell the men to head for shore, and from there we'll have to go on foot. Do you think any of my letters will reach England, Mashwana?
I don't know, Bwana Livingston.
There's not much point in writing them now, I suppose.
I think you feel better when you write them.
Yes, I guess you're right.
Bwana Livingston, this heat... We cannot stand much more of it.
Maybe we'd better stop for the night. You tell the men to make camp.
Hey, Wanume! Boss! Boss! Wana Livingston, you are too white. What is wrong?
I don't know, Mashwana. Unless it's the fever.
Let us hope not. There is no good cure for that. And it make you very sick. You better go to bed. Here, Bwana Livingston. Drink this. Try to eat something. Just a little. That's it. Antelope is very good for you. Bwana Livingston. Can you hear me? Bwana Livingston! It is Mashwana! Can you hear me?
Once the fever comes, there's nothing you can do. Might as well give up.
You never should have come. You can't accomplish anything anyway. Give up now.
Bwana Livingston, I am here. You will be all right. Try to eat something.
Mashwana, I'm stronger now. Let's move on tomorrow.
You cannot be well yet. It is too soon.
Perhaps. God knows we haven't any time to waste, so he cured me early. Now, Nana, quit looking like a worried mother and tell the men we leave tomorrow.
Yes, Bwana Livingston.
You have the men start packing, eh?
Yes, Bwana. But now, come see the surprise we have for you.
Oxen? Where'd they come from?
We trade for them while you were sick. See the big black one? He is for you. His back is the softest.
That mean-looking thing? I'm to ride him?
Yes. He is the best of all.
Well, I guess it'll be better than walking. Thank you, Mashwana.
Oh, yes, Bwana Livingston. Much better. Mm-hmm. Tonight, you sleep. Then tomorrow Sinbad will carry you.
Sinbad, eh? Well, I guess that's appropriate. See you tomorrow, then. Well, not a bad way to travel, Mashwana. Glad you thought of it.
You see? Sinbad is not such a bad ox.
We aren't going to ride these oxen across the river, are we?
Certainly, Bwana Livingston. Here, I will go first.
Steady, Sinbad, steady. Easy now.
Bwana Livingston! Bwana, you all right?
Stupid ox! Well, I knew I couldn't trust him. Yes, I am all right, Mashwana. A little water never hurts anyone.
Bwana Livingston, you sure look funny sailing over Sinbad's back into the water.
Yeah, I guess I did. Well, thanks for diving in after me.
We would not let you drown, Bwana.
No, it appears not. Thank you, men. I wish Mary could see how you all look after me. She'd worry a lot less. Right, let's dry out a bit, eh? Then we'd better go on.
had roast flamingo before. How's it look?
Good, Buona Livingston. Very good, I think.
Men, where?
Look, over there. That must be the chief, the one coming toward us.
Allah, Allah.
Why, he thinks I'm the Mohammedan god. He thinks I'm Allah. He's probably never seen a white man before. But look, he's holding out a necklace.
Take it, Buona Livingston.
Allah.
Take it. He wants you to have it.
Laonda! Laonda!
Buona Livingston, we have made it. That is Laonda.
Oh, we did it, Mashwana. We did it!
Livingston! David Livingston.
Oh, I'm David Livingston.
I'm Edmund Gabriel, Commissioner for the Suppression of the Slave Trade. We heard you were coming. I can't believe you actually made it, though. I know you're exhausted, so I've prepared food and beds for you and your men. You look like you need it.
I could sleep forever. But first, my men and I want to thank the Lord.
Mail? Sorry, Livingston, none here. Well, tell me, what are your plans now?
To go back.
What?
As soon as we're rested. This time we're going from the Atlantic to the Indian Ocean. But
that's unheard of in that country.
And so is the Lord.
Huh?
But if I could open up a trail like that, think of the thousands who could hear the gospel. People who may never hear otherwise. And think of the areas it would open up for other missionaries.
I should have known. I've heard about your faith and your determination. I guess if anyone can do it, you can. Surely you're not leaving so soon. You've hardly had time to rest.
We've rested enough. And they're anxious to start a new trail.
I'm inclined to tell you this project can't be done. Not here in Africa. But you've already done the impossible by coming here. So I shouldn't be surprised if you can handle this new venture. I have every faith in you, David. Take care of him, Mashwana.
I will.
Well, David, best of luck. Let me know as soon as you get back.
I will. And much thanks for everything. I can't begin to repay you, Gabriel.
You opened a new route. Continue to bring a new light to the Africans. And I'll be repaid 1,000 times.
Buona Livingston, if you would have known it would be like this, would you have come?
Well, probably not, Mashwana. Fighting these mosquitoes, the rain, wading through this stagnant water. Sometimes the cause looks pretty dim.
Buona Livingston, you feel that way too?
Afraid so, Mashwana. Afraid so.
Then I must be stronger to help you. Buona Livingston! Buona Livingston!
Yes. What is it, Mashwana?
Shh, shh. Come here and look.
All right.
A slave caravan is passing our camp. Must be about 20 of them. All chained together.
Mashwana, wait, those are women. Some of them hardly more than girls.
Yes, Buona Livingston. Women.
Dear Mary, yesterday we arrived in Linyati, just a year after leaving Luanda. Sekele Tu had a feast for us soon after we returned. But best of all, I finally received some mail. We leave in a few days for the Indian Ocean and the East Coast. If we make it, we will have forged a trail from the West Coast to the East. What exciting possibilities that holds! Hopefully, we will also investigate this sounding smoke that Sekele Tu has often mentioned. All my love, David.
Buona Livingston! Look! Smoke!
A sounding smoke? Well, that's got to be it. Want to go with me to get a closer look?
We will go wherever you do. The river! It stops!
Head for that island, quick! It's a waterfall! Come, Oshwana. Let's go to the other side of the island. Maybe we can see where the water goes. Oh, no, I can't tell from here. Yeah, but we'll have to go back to shore and walk along it heading downstream. Oshwana, look! There! Through a rent in a Zambezi.
What happens to the river?
1,000 yards of river compressed into a 20-yard waterfall. Oh, it's unbelievable. Here, look down there, Mashwana.
Oh, no, Buana Livingston. I cannot.
Mashwana, this is the sounding smoke. The spray from the falls. Oh, Mashwana. This certainly must be one of the wonders of the world.
Buana Livingston, let us go back.
What? Oh, right, Mashwana. In a minute. First, let me take down some calculations. Here, November 14th, right, 1855, on the Zambezi River. Mashwana, we made it! We made it to the Indian Ocean! Ah, Mashwana, now they can send missionaries into the interior to begin work there. And we've blazed the way, Mashwana. We've blazed the way!
Buana Livingston! Buana Livingston! A letter for you.
Ah, it's from the Missionary Society.
What is wrong? What is it?
They say they can't risk beginning work in untried areas of Africa. No work along the Zambezi or in the interior. At least not for now. All that effort. They're afraid to risk it.
Buana Livingston, you nearly died exploring that land. What do they mean they cannot risk it?
I don't understand exactly, Mashwana. But our work wasn't in vain. You can be sure of that. God has a purpose behind it all. That's what counts. Even if I can't see that purpose at the moment. Africa has been open to the gospel, Mashwana. They can't change that.
And so we conclude Chapter 5 of the story of David Livingston, explorer and missionary. This is another in the series, Stories of Great Christians, produced by the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. Stories of Great Christians. From the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, we are bringing you Chapter 6 in the story of David Livingston, explorer and missionary. Traveling with a caravan of African friends, David Livingston blazed a trail from the west coast of Africa to the east. His idea was to open up new areas of missionary work. But the London Missionary Society was unwilling to risk sending new people into largely untried areas of Africa. After learning of the Society's plans, David decided to return to England, a welcome trip since he had been separated from his family for several years.
David,
Mary?
Here we are!
Mary!
Oh, David!
Oh, it's so long to see you. And now that I'm here, I can't believe it. Where are the boys?
Right here, Dad.
Over here, Dad.
Tom Oswell, I didn't even recognize you. Oh, it's good to see you all again.
Are you home to stay, Dad?
Well, for a while at least. But when I go back,
You're all going with me.
Oh, we'd already decided that, David, a long time ago.
Good for you. Oh, I don't think I could stand it any longer without you. Well, let's not stand around the harbor all day, eh? What kind of schedule have you planned for me?
When we get to London, you're to see Sir Roderick Murchison at the Geographical Society.
Colleagues, fellow associates, friends, it gives me great pleasure to present to Dr. Livingstone this Victoria Medal. Dr. Livingstone, your careful observations and accurate descriptions have proved to the world that the interior of Africa is a prosperous land. We owe much to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Sir Roderick. My motive, of course, was to open Africa to the gospel. But if my travels also open up new trade routes, I'm very pleased about that, too. Thank you all very, very much.
Dr. Livingstone, your route is more practical than you probably ever imagined. Already, Sekele Tu's people have made the trip to Luanda with a cargo of ivory. Quite a successful business venture, so I hear. I can only repeat, we owe much to you, Dr. Livingstone.
Ah, Sir Roderick. Good to see you. You haven't changed your mind about that medal, have you?
Hardly. Well, that's yours to keep. No, I've come on an entirely different matter. Been talking to a friend of mine who's a publisher. He wants you to write a book about your experiences. A combination adventure story, missionary tale. What do you think?
Well, I'd have to think about it. Mm-hmm. But I am interested in the idea. Might be fun.
Not only that. It should make fine reading.
I'll give it a try. Oh, I can work right here at home.
Great. I'll tell my friend and he can come over and make all the arrangements. I'd better go and let you get started. David, is it true that you resigned from the Missionary Society?
Yes, it's true. You were being criticized on my account. Seems like people can't accept a missionary who explores. You know, it's odd. But by resigning, I've actually freed myself to carry on my medical, missionary, and geographic work.
Nevertheless, I'm sorry that the book caused you to resign. I feel rather responsible.
Oh, no. Don't feel that way. Now I'm responsible only to the Lord, and not as I'm bored thousands of miles away.
Well, I should have known you'd look at it like that. And if it's any consolation, you've written a fine book.
And the money from that book may just be my means of getting back to Africa.
David, I can't tell you how much it means to us to be going back with you.
I wouldn't have it any other way, Mary. I only wish the older boys didn't have to stay here for school.
I'll be boy enough for you, Dad.
Yes, also, well, I imagine that you will.
I'll even learn to run the little boat and everything. With me and Mom in the boat and the Lord, you're really equipped.
You're right, son. That's about all a man needs. Providing we can get that boat put back together when we get to Africa, eh? Take some of this. The captain said it'll help. Although I don't think there's anything that really helps seasickness. Oswell, now you take some too.
Dad, I think I'm gonna die.
Everyone feels like that, Oswell. Try not to think about it. See if you can sleep a little, eh? I'm going up on deck. See if the storm's letting up any.
Family still sick?
Aye. They seem to be getting worse. The storm's not lessening, eh?
No. Probably won't for a while.
The thing that worries me, we're planning a trip on the Zambezi in Africa. A long trip, maybe months, and our boat's tiny.
Take my advice, mate. Don't try it with your family. They'd never make it.
That's what I'm afraid of.
glad that's over. Aye. How much longer till we dock?
Not much longer, Mary. The storm made me realize something. I don't think you and Oswald can take the trip up the Zambezi.
Oh, David, you aren't going to send us back, are you?
No. But I think you should stay with your parents in Kuruman.
But we want to be with you.
I know. And I want that, too. But you will still be in Africa. I'll come back to Kuruman every chance I get.
Doctor!
David! There's my father!
Right.
He hasn't changed a bit! No, Grandpa! Grandpa, it's me, Oswell!
Watch it, Oswell! You'll fall overboard! We'll dock in a minute!
Mary,
oh,
my little
Daddy!
Man.
Oh, Daddy!
Oswell, is it? I wouldn't have known you. You've grown so.
Where's Ma?
Oh, back at Kuruman, preparing everything. You think the Queen was coming?
Well, at least I know you're in good hands, Mary.
We'll take good care of them, David. No doubt about it. Wish you could come with us. But your men can hardly wait for your return. They're still waiting for you at Tete. That's a pretty loyal bunch.
Well, all the more reason for me to be off, then. As soon as we get Ma Robert put together, we'll head for the interior.
Ma Robert?
It's a boat, Grandpa, to help Daddy in his exploring.
Oh, Dr. Kirk, I'm surely glad you decided to join my expedition. You sort of make up for the Ma Robert.
Kind of a disappointing little tub, isn't she? Oh,
disappointing? She's disgusting. And kind of embarrassing to be outdone by an African canoe.
Ma Robert is no name for this tub. They say that she wobbles and rattles. You should call her the asthmatic. David, come look. We're coming into Tete.
It's Moshwana and the others. I can't believe they've waited all this time. They've got to be the truest and bravest men alive.
You know, David, this trip's not been so bad.
I've loved every minute of it. Even if we haven't found that lake we're looking for.
Well, we can't be too disappointed about that. We don't even know for certain if it's here.
True. But that's the way we do things here in Africa. Just hunt and pray that God will help us.
I've never prayed for a lake before.
I have, in the middle of the Kalahari Desert.
When did God send it?
He always sent water of some kind. Huh?
Who knows? Maybe he'll do it again.
He usually does.
Wanda Livingston! Look! What's that?
What? Where?
Over there! That long, brown...
The lake! Kirk! Look! It's the lake! It must be!
That brown thing?
Yes. That must be Lake Nyasa.
Funny color for a lake, but beautiful.
Well, who cares what color it is? We found it! You see, God does answer prayer.
Got a letter from Mary.
Oh, a letter. Read it to me, Kirk.
Well, it says, congratulations are in order. Oh? You're a papa again. A little girl.
Oh, girl. Oh, Kirk, you don't know what this means. Our first little girl died.
It says she's a beautiful child. Mary's fine, but tired of having nothing to do. So she may come looking for you one day.
She might just do it to me.
You never know. Well, congratulations again.
Oh, thank you. It's the best medicine I could get. Perhaps we can move on soon.
Buona Livingston, we are almost at Linyati. I think I had better tell you. In the last village, they told us that Sekelutu is dying.
Sekelutu? It can't be.
I am afraid so. See that little hut? They have put him there to die.
But that's not even in the village.
That is what we do when a man is dying. Go to him if you are not afraid. He will want to see you.
Bwana Livingston, I'm glad to see you once more before I die.
Sekala too. What is it?
Bwana Livingston, I'm trying to believe in your God. Is it too late now?
No, Sekala too. No, it's not too late.
I want to believe, Bwana Livingston. Now, thank you. Thank you for bringing me your God.
David, they want you to speak tonight. I guess it's to deliver his eulogy. You'll do it.
Yes, I'll do it. It'll be my last chance to speak to them before we leave. And perhaps others of Sekala II's people will believe.
Finally, back to Tetty. I was beginning to think we'd never make it. Tetty again.
Know what you mean. The Asthmatic is a good name for that boat. If I ever meet the chap who sold her to me...
Bwana Livingston, come to the river, hurry!
Well, what's wrong now? Well, what's this?
Your boat!
Oh, David, it's the Pioneer. The boat from your government. It's here.
I don't believe it. Well, where has it been all this time?
Dr. Livingston. I'm Bishop Mackenzie. How do you do? Oh,
my pleasure.
I hope you don't mind my hitching a ride on your boat.
Oh, no, not at all.
I see you're confused. Let me explain. I've brought men from the Oxford and Cambridge mission. They'll be starting work with the tribes along Lake Nyasa.
Bishop Mackenzie, we could stand more surprises like that. Welcome to Africa.
And so we conclude Chapter 6 of the story of David Livingstone, explorer and missionary. This is another in the series, Stories of Great Christians, produced by the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. Stories of Great Christians. From the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, we are bringing you Chapter 7 in the story of David Livingstone, explorer and missionary. The coming of Bishop Mackenzie and his party put more responsibility on David Livingstone. The bishop wanted to begin a mission at Lake Nyasa, and David was to see that he arrived there safely.
The sandbars are something, eh, David?
Aye. And this one is one of the worst. Thanks for your help.
I'm here to help you all I can, David. That and to stop the slave trade, of course.
And that won't be so easy, you know.
No, I suppose not. But we can try. David, what's that?
A slave party.
Slaves? Them? What? Some of them are mere children.
Even 5-year-olds are fair booty for slave traders. Every time I see one of them,
David, the leader. He's coming over here.
Wait, he's one of my old men.
Bwana Livingstone!
What are you doing? How did you get mixed up in the slave trade? Answer me! Who's making you do this?
I didn't! Here! Bwana Livingstone!
You take them!
He's running away.
Well, I'll be.
Here's my chance, Kirk. Kirk, give me your machete.
Yes, here.
Kirk, now help me here. Yes. Bishop, see if you can loose those children. Then we'll have to break these yokes somehow. There. That does it. You're free. Go on home.
I don't think they believe you, David.
You can go. You're free.
Well, David, that's a beginning.
It certainly is. But let's not forget to thank the Lord for the opportunity. And then, on to Lake Nyasa.
So this is Lake Nyasa, David. It's beautiful and so peaceful. It's almost as if we were in another world.
Oh, just wait till you see the animals.
What a shame this beautiful spot is in such an out-of-the-way land.
You're lucky to be starting work here. I'm almost tempted to bring my own family here.
We'd welcome you, David, you know that.
Oh, yes, I do, but there are so many other spots to explore yet. Spots that need to be open to the gospel. Well, anyway, I'll stay until you're settled. Then I'd better go.
Thanks for your help, David. I doubt I could have made it alone.
Mr. Livingston?
Aye?
I just arrived from down country. I have a steamboat in the hold for you. Sailed it up myself.
Good. I've been expecting it.
There's something else, too.
Something else? From whom?
From your wife, of course.
Mary! How did
I
you ever...
I told you I might start out looking for you.
Who never thought you'd find me?
David.
Only God could arrange a surprise like this.
David.
Well, I'll leave you two alone in just a minute. But first, I need to speak to you privately, Mr. Livingston. While you were on the way here from Lake Nyasa, we got reports of a slave raid up there. You know how rumors are. It might not be anything at all, but these raids can be rough. You might want to check on the bishop. It could be serious.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too good. Well, we can start tomorrow.
Are you looking for Bishop Mackenzie?
Aye. Do you know where he is?
He not here.
Well, then, where is he?
He dead.
Dead? Bishop Mackenzie, what happened?
Fever. He went after a slave party. Some were free, too. But on way back, boat overturned. And all Bishop's medicine lost. Without it, he died.
Oh, David. Dead. The fever. I'm frightened.
And so am I, Mary. And I don't know why. I've had the fever 30 times, but I never felt...
Well, there's no use staying here. We might as well go back. You'll want to see Kirk again. He's been such a wonderful friend.
It's the fever, David. We might as well face it. Mary's a sick woman. One of the sickest I've ever seen.
She just needs rest. And medicine. Look at me, Kirk. I've had the fever.
David, don't fool yourself. She's been in a coma for days. Our medicine isn't helping.
Then all we can do is pray. Father, if it be thy will, I ask that you heal Mary of the fever. Restore her strength to her. Touch her with thy hand. And grant that she may again...
David. David. Mary is dead. She just died. She's with the Lord now.
Mary. Oh, Mary. Mary, I can't live without you.
Well, David, where to now?
I don't know, Kirk, and I don't much care. Without Mary, I don't even feel like living.
Perhaps not. Right now, at least. But you do have to go on living, David. So I have a suggestion. Why not attack the slave trade now?
But I was going to explore some more.
With the rainy season, that's not a good idea. And you've been wanting to stop the slave trade. Now is a good time.
You know, Kirk, I've been thinking, if we could open trade routes, develop some commerce, that in itself would deter the slave trade. Yes, you're right, Kirk. Maybe this work is just what I need. And Mary would want this. Maybe we can stop the slave trade. I'll begin by writing to the Portuguese and British governments.
David.
What is it? You look worried.
Bad news, David. The Portuguese wrote to the British Foreign Office that your work is offensive to them.
We expected that. In fact, this letter I'm writing is
a reply.
Yes,
but the British consul has cut off your salary as of the end of December. It seems you're a controversial figure, David. And they want the boat back, too.
What? What am I to do now? With no salary, no boat, no pay for my men.
I wish I knew, David. But I do know that your God will provide for you. He'll arrange something. We have to go back by the end of December. If we left now, we could explore a little on the way.
All right, Kirk. We'll leave as soon as possible. Better take advantage of this trip. It may be my last.
I'll go with you as far as Zanzibar, David. Then we'll see what happens. Well, David, I leave you here.
Okay.
What's next?
Well, I've decided to go to Bombay, if I can find a crew. And then after that, who knows? Marshwana can't come with me, but he's recommended a Zambezian named Susi, who's agreed to come. We'll pick up other men as we go, of course.
Well, I can only hope this crew will be as faithful to you as Mashwana was. Because you need someone to look after you right now. Sailing to Bombay with an inexperienced crew, you know, and with monsoon season coming up. You'd better think it over.
I have, Kirk. It's the only way. Perhaps I can sell my old boat there. There's nothing else I can do. Pray for us, Kirk.
On a Livingston, is it a monsoon?
I'm not quite sure, Susi, but I think so. Yeah, look at that cloud.
On a Livingston, I am afraid.
No, there's no need to be frightened yet. God will watch over us. He always has. Let's pray. Save us, Father. Our boat's so small, it can't stand much of this. Give us safe passage. Tie down those sails. Close that hatchet. See if there's anything we can throw overboard. Well, we made it. I was beginning to think we'd never see harbor, but God was gracious, eh? Susie, you stay here with the crew. I'm going to go find the governor's office.
Yes, Buena Livingston.
Livingston, this is a surprise.
Good to see you.
What brings you to Bombay?
Necessity, Governor. I'm trying to sell my ship so I can return to England, but luck's against me.
Maybe I can help you there. But tell me, what are your plans if you get to England?
To awaken England to the horror of the slave trade, and to find means somehow for a new settlement at the head of the Rovuma River.
So you plan on returning to Africa?
Africa's my home, more than any other place on earth. Yes, I want to return.
That's what I thought, but I wanted to be sure. Please, don't object to what I'm going to say, but I want to loan you the money for your return to England.
David Livingston, how good to see you again.
Thank you, Sir Roderick. It's good to be back.
The Geographical Society is keeping a close eye on you, David. And we're proud of what you're doing.
Well, thank you, Sir Adric. I'm glad somebody is.
Let me ask you, do you want to return to Africa?
I want nothing more.
That's what we thought. The Royal Geographical Society is willing to back you, David, to foot the bill for a return trip. Oh,
what an answer to prayer. What an answer to prayer. But if I go, I will still go as a missionary. That's my prime calling.
I know. And I still think we can arrange something. The two need not be mutually exclusive.
Sir Adric, news.
Yes, and of the good kind. The finances are assured for your third trip to Africa. The government, Royal Society, and an anonymous friend have contributed enough to back you.
You'll never know what welcome words those are. I was excited as a little boy.
You're excited because you're going home.
Well, that's right, sir.
Any idea what course you'll follow now?
I'll go inland, along the northern edge of Lake Nyasa, to the southern end of Lake Tanganyika. I'd like to discover the watershed for that part of Africa. And, of course, I'll be preaching as I go.
I know you will. But remember, the Society's directions are rather specific. They'll expect definite geographical information at regular intervals. Mm,
and I'll send them exactly what they want. And maybe more.
Oh, I don't doubt it. You know, I can't help but wonder what it is that makes you the kind of man you are. One of the greatest explorers the world has ever known, yet also one of the greatest missionaries. How do you manage to combine the two so perfectly?
Well, actually, it's not so difficult. I just try to do what the Lord wants.
He does seem to hold you in the palm of his hand, I'll admit. And perhaps that's why you're so successful.
And so we conclude Chapter 7 of the story of David Livingstone, explorer and missionary. This is another in the series, Stories of Great Christians, produced by the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago. Stories of Great Christians. From the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, we are bringing you Chapter 8 in the story of David Livingstone, explorer and missionary. Receiving financial backing from the British government, the Royal Geographical Society, and an anonymous donor, David Livingstone returned a third time to Africa. This time he looked to the interior, to the source lands of the Zambezi, the Congo, and the Nile rivers. He traveled with a company of Africans, including his friends Susi and Chuma.
Do all explorers bring this gospel to people as you do, Dr. Livingstone?
No, not all of them, Susi. Some explore just for the satisfaction they get out of it. They don't know how much they could do if they try.
I am glad I am exploring with you, Dr. Livingstone, because I believe this gospel you tell us about.
Oh, I'm glad, Susi. I only hope that some of the others will learn to believe as well.
Is that your lake, Dr. Livingstone?
Yes, Susi. That's Lake Nyasa. Oh, isn't it lovely?
Yes. I have never seen anything like it. Is that a friend of yours?
Yes, that's the chief, I think. At any rate, he's someone important.
Dr. Livingstone, welcome to my village. I am Matafa. My home is yours while you are in my village.
I'm pleased to meet you, Matafa.
and I appreciate your hospitality.
May you stay long with us, Dr. Livingstone.
Thank you.
My people have only one request of you, and that is that we hear your preaching from your own lips. We have heard of it, but never from you.
I shall be happy to preach to your people, Matafa, as soon as possible.
We already tried to act as your God would want us to. My people went on a slave raid some days ago, but I decided your God would not approve of that. So I sent the captured people back to their homes. I did it because of what I heard about your teachings. We want you to know we will show by deeds that we believe in your God.
Dr. Livingstone, yes. I have bad news. Some of our men are discouraged because it is so hot and the food is scarce. So Musa and his men, they are leaving us.
Ooh. Has he already left, Susie?
Not yet, but he is ready to leave any minute.
If I could only talk to him, maybe he would change his mind.
I will ask him, Dr. Livingstone, but I do not think he will change his mind. Musa, won't you come at least and talk to Dr. Livingstone?
My men go no farther. We believe in him no longer. If you wish to die with him, that is not my fault. We go back. You go ahead to your death. Come, men. We leave now.
He wouldn't do it.
I am sorry. He would not, Dr. Livingstone. But if it helps, I will never leave you, no matter what happens.
Thank you, Susie. That does help. More than you'll ever know.
When we get back, we must tell everyone that Dr. Livingstone is dead. If we do not, we will not receive our pay. All right?
Right.
All right. All right.
Sir Roderick? Is Roderick Murchison here?
Just a moment, Halsey. Sir Roderick, someone to see you.
Yes. Yes, you wanted to see me?
Yes, sir. Have you heard what they're saying about David Livingstone?
Yes, I have, but I don't believe that he's dead. I'm sure this is a lie. So sure that the Geographical Society is organizing a search party. It could have been a story invented to receive pay after deserting David.
I hope you're right, sir.
Dr. Livingstone.
See, what's wrong?
Dr. Livingstone, something terrible has happened. Your medicine chest is gone.
What? Are you sure?
I am sure. A hired porter seized the chest and ran into the jungle.
No.
We ran after him, but never found him.
That medicine meant the difference between life and death, Susie.
What shall we do if the fever strikes?
There's nothing we can do, except pray.
Do you feel any better, Dr. Livingstone?
Oh, that's some, Susie, some.
If only we had better food, that would help. And if it were not so hot, we should move on from here, Bwana?
As soon as I can travel, we'll go. Susie, this must be Lake Bangweolo. Yes, this has to be.
Why is the air so wet, Dr. Livingstone? And the ground, it sinks under my feet.
It's a marsh, Susie. Susie, a marsh in the dry season. This is what I've been looking for. This must be the source, the rivers. I found it, Susie. This is what I was looking for.
Dr. Livingstone, will there be medicine at Ujiji?
No, Susie. But perhaps at Kataga.
Then we must hurry on to Kataga, because your fever is getting worse.
Yes, yes it is, Susie. If I even make it to Ujiji, it will be a miracle.
Extra, extra! New York!
York Herald sends Stanley to Africa to find David Livingstone, dead or alive. Extra, extra, read all about it. Stanley to hunt for Livingstone.
Bwana Livingstone, come quickly, an Englishman coming to our village.
An Englishman? Susie, what Englishman would be coming to Ujiji?
Come quickly, Dr. Livingstone. Here he comes. I see him.
Doctor? Dr. Livingstone, I presume?
Yes, I am Dr. Livingstone.
I can't believe it, Doctor. I've been looking for you for over a year now. My name's Stanley, from the New York Herald. The world hasn't heard anything of you in over 2 years, so I was sent to find you. I thank God, Doctor, that I've been permitted to see you.
And I thank God that I'm here to welcome you. It's been so long since I've seen another white man. I hardly know how to speak English anymore.
I'm no better, Doctor.
It's been years since I've had news from the outside world, or any word from my family. You can fill me in. But first, Susie! Tell the cook to catch a fat pig and cook it for dinner. We'll have a feast. For the first time in months, I'm actually a little hungry. Now, tell me, Stanley.
Perhaps these could tell you better than I.
Oh. Letters. Letters for my family and friends.
Well, David, these months in Ujiji have been pleasant ones. Are you sure you won't reconsider and return with me to England?
Oh, England. No, I can't leave Africa with my work unfinished.
But now that I've found you...
I was not lost, nor was I hiding. I had no idea you expected to have me return with you.
You mean you're going to stay here? You're over 60 years old now, David. How much longer do you plan to stay?
As long as I have strength.
But what would I tell my editor? He was expecting to get exclusive rights to your next book.
No, there won't be another book. My remaining strength will be spent here. If you have to return, I understand, but... I do want you to know how much I appreciate what you've done for me. You've given me renewed strength and health so I can carry on a bit longer, preach the gospel a little longer.
Bwana Livingstone, when Stanley asked you to go back with him, I thought you might go.
No, Susie. I couldn't do that because I belong to Africa, to God and to Africa.
I am glad you belong to Africa, but it has not been easy for you, has it?
No, it hasn't, Susie. This heat and the fever, these mosquitoes. It hasn't been easy, but it's all been worthwhile. And if I can only establish a mission station here before I die... then it will have been worthwhile indeed. I'm going to write to the Sir Roderick at the Geographical Society. He believes that the spirit of missions is the spirit of our Savior, because he believes he may be able to do something someday. That would make me very proud.
Me too, Bwana. If we could start a mission here. Listen. What is that?
Oh, it's rain. The rainy season has begun.
Maybe now this heat will go away.
Yes, but the rains also bring the fever.
Bwana Livingstone, can you hear me?
Oh,
it is Susie, can you hear
Susie.
Me?
Susie, yes. Yes, I can hear you.
You had the fever again, but you are getting better now.
No, Susie, I'm pale and bloodless and weak. I'm not getting any better.
You must get better, you must.
Well, perhaps I will, Susie, but I don't know. Will you bring me my Bible?
Here, Bwana.
Thank you.
Livingstone, it must. must give you great peace to read about your God.
Oh, yes, to see a very great peace. And I'm thankful to have done my work for him.
But your work is not finished yet.
Yes, Susie, I think it is.
Oh, Anna Livingston.
Susie, you have been my most faithful friend. May God always bless you.
May he watch over you, Anna Livingston.
Now, Susie, you'd better go eat something, eh? I want to be alone for a while to pray, huh?
Yes, Anna Livingston. Good night.
Good night.
Anna Livingston! Anna Livingston! It is morning! Anna Livingston.
Susie, what is wrong?
Dead.
What?
Anna Livingston is dead. He died praying to his God. His God and mine.
What will we do now, Susie?
We must send his body to England, to his family and friends.
But he wished to be buried here in Africa. He say so. It was his home.
I thought of that. But his family will want the body, so we will keep his heart and bury it here under the big baobab tree. Bwana Livingstone would want it that way, because he always said that his heart belonged to Africa.
And so we conclude the final chapter of the story of David Livingstone, explorer and missionary. This biography was adapted for radio by Elaine Lidholm. This has been another in the series Stories of Great Christians, produced by the Department of Broadcasting of the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago.